It is the Tim Conrad Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. We are live outside the Queen Mary. Gina Grad and Randy Wang are with us tonight. Always nice to see you, too.
Yeah, man.
Timmy.
And if you plan on coming down here, get down here soon because people are having a blast down here. The world's biggest dance floor is here. And Randy was out there with a piece of cardboard spinning on his back.
It was awesome.
And it looks like you got a friction burn on your back.
It hurts. But, Jesus, you know, that right. dance floor is so cool. I was just inspired to start breakdancing.
Well, yeah. I didn't think you could do a head spin, but your hair really acts as a cushion.
Exactly. Because I have so much hair, it works so perfectly.
All right, we're outside the Queen Mary. It is in Long Beach still. And if you take the 710 freeway and go south, you can't miss it. And again, if you do...
LAUSD.
Might be a little retarded. All right, but it is the only, the biggest ship at the end of the 710 freeway. You'll see it. And it's a great place to hang here. There's lots of mazes going on. A full bar, you can drink alcohol down here. I believe they even have corn alcohol as well. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They have Jaeger out there.
Wow.
And they have on the menu, like, domestic beer, non-domestic beer, vodka, rum, and then it says vodka and Red Bull, $8.
Jesus Christ. What a drink.
People know how to party.
All right. It is totally open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, we'll put you on the air. Hopefully it's interesting. If not, we'll press on. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't forget, Shipwreck 2008 will continue tomorrow as well. So get your tickets. Either go to an Amco dealership and get yourself a discount, or you can go to queenmaryshipwreck.com and get your tickets right there. Or just come on down here and buy them. I don't know how you're going to do them. Or, you know, don't try to sneak in, though, because the cops will bust your knees. That happened behind us. Guy tried to sneak over the fence, and guy got both of his legs busted.
You could actually hear it from over here.
All right, here to introduce Open Phones, Brian David Whitman, man.
All right, gang. It's Friday night, man, and it's time to finish up the week, man. Leave that another week, man. Time to totally open up those phones, man. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Anything you want to talk about, anything we talked about, anything you think we should have talked about, man, get on the line out there. 520-9710.
All right, please. If you missed any of the show this week, here's about a four-minute recap of everything that was interesting that went on this week on this here show, the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Let's roll it.
So shall it be written, so shall it be done.
Wow.
I missed that, man. And nobody had a grasp of the English language like that dude.
You know, it really sets up a much more different mood than Studs did.
Get your freaking act together here!
Why don't we just have a gay amusement park?
Right, exactly.
Be effers. Come on down. Every day. And what year we have straight day? Straight guys. Guys with sweater vests and bad rimmed glasses. Their family could walk around.
Yeah, and shirts that say I'm HIV negative.
Right.
I think if you went off on me and no one knew, my boys didn't know, I'd be cool. But when you scream at me in the CBS concrete structure, and the next day, yeah, Tim is like, so, did you work that out?
She's got to be worth a lot, because these Friends episodes run in syndication.
I bet she's between 60 and 100 mil.
By the way, Randy, I'm going to steal that phrase for my friends, syndication. Is Will and Grace running in syndication? I'm taking that with me tonight. Thank you.
And if I'm happen to be driving around on Thanksgiving after having, you know, dinner at my dad's, mm-hmm. and I pull up next to a guy who's listening to the show, and I say to him, hey, you listen to 97.1? He goes, yeah. He goes, that's me. What a tremendous a-hole move that is. The decent things to do in Los Angeles, Southern California, that not everybody knows about. You know, I know we got Universal Studios, you got the Commons.
And it's all pre-manufactured fun. Give me something kind of
yes.
crazy and hole-in-the-wall and kitschy.
Oh, without maybe the kitschy part. I've yelled at you a couple of times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. How many times have you blasted away on me? I think once. It was in your office. I think I remember where it was. And you were irritating me, and I blasted away at you. And
you gave your wife an office? Oh, hey, I'm just kidding.
By the way,
please
please dig out. Hey, come on out to the Queen Mary. You can meet her out there.
I'm there.
All right, see, to wash those hands before you get there.
Never. Keep them slippery.
I have never felt more respected or attractive than I do right now.
I totally understand why you're single. I really do.
Me? What did I do?
I'm just saying. There's so many pigs out there.
Oh, thank you. Yes, totally.
Keep them slippery.
I once wanted to throw some big house party when I was leaving Magic Mountain. My dad took me to BevMo to shop for booze.
How old were you?
This is when I was 19. And so we went to BevMo. I bought this giant thing of Jägermeister, this giant thing of vodka, this giant thing of gin. We go up to the cashier, and he's like, "Are you trying to buy this for your son?" We ran the hell out of there.
Women do what you let them do.
Right.
She was right there saying, "Oh, I could control it if I thought I might get my ass whipped." And I'm like, "Okay, so that's it. I'm not having it."
That's it, right, Gina. How about that? What's with the look there? He's absolutely 100% correct.
Women will do what you let them do.
That's exactly right. Yeah, if you let them, go to Nordstrom's and spend $1,000 a day, they'll do it.
No, you probably also don't want love, honor, and obey in your wedding vows.
Hell no.
Yeah, you remember you had to go up the stairs to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, sure.
I think I ran right up the stairs and peeled one off after I saw that.
Oh my God!
Yeah, now it's a Starbucks, but I remember that theater. That was a
you can still
theater.
Get one off over there. Listen, that's hallowed ground. You're like an Indian. You have, like, ceremonial rites to that ground. Yeah. A guy shaman comes in there shaking. Shaking. It's like a cane with the bells on it. Mmm, energy. Yeah. Conway Jr., make him womp him and sink.
No, he never got arrested. He just yelled at that cop. You know, "God damn it, I'm 65 years old. What are you doing pulling me over when there's goddamn murder?" He'd go nuts on him.
That's amazing.
You know, there's people being murdered all over Cleveland, Ohio. You know, he used to call it Cleveland, Ohio, to the cop that was, you know, fooling around Cleveland, Ohio. There's people all over Cleveland, Ohio getting killed. You know, these people who are in the audience will laugh at anything an actor or an actress says. Like, "Oh, I can't believe how hysterical she is."
No.
Negatory!
Does Daddy yell at you?
No.
No. Does Mommy yell at you?
Oh, you're such a liar.
When Daddy's not home, does Mommy yell at you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I just cut loose.
Does she ever grab you and toss you around?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. It didn't work.
Tim, I know your desire was to get me in here every Wednesday for a year and ruin my career. But, bruh, after a bath, all women smell alike.
Smell like dial.
And I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to it.
That was my goal. We're like, "Wait, Arsenio's on fire. Let's see if we can drag him in here for a year and really F him over." How we doing?
Oh, that is great. Arsenio Hall, very, very nice of him to come in. A very funny man. He's on every single Wednesday from 8 to 11 p.m. This guy does not have to come in. He comes in and he gets tortured by us every Wednesday. Very funny guy. Wednesday, Arsenio Hall, every night. All right, anything you'd like to talk about? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Albert in Carson.
Oh.
Let me talk to that guy. Ian in Newport Beach on line 2. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Hey, dude.
I'd like to say that, not to belabor the point, but I'm voting no on Proposition 8 because,
right,
as a recently divorced male, I think that everybody has the right to lose as much as I have.
Oh, boy.
How much did it cost you?
Oh, $200,000.
Oh,
Jesus.
I've never seen a $200,000.
Plus, you still got to make monthly payments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what are those payments?
About $3,500 a month.
Oh, man. Well, Ian, I know you'd never do anything like this, but when you're going to bed at night, do you ever think about how you would offer?
You know, I thought about Costa Rica or one of those other South American countries, but I can't leave my kids.
Hey, Ian, you give her, you lost a couple hundred thousand. Does that mean you still have a couple hundred thousand? Or did she rob you blind?
Well, when you talk about the 401k and everything else, yeah.
Do you still? You're not liquid anymore, but you still got a little cash.
I still got some cash.
You know what, Ian? I'd be a pretty good stepmom to those
kids.
Oh
yeah, she loves kids. How old are the kids?
No, I'm looking for a nice stepmom.
How old are the kids?
I've got four girls.
Oy. Oh, Bobo.
That's
a little bit of baggage, but they're almost out of the house. So.
I could teach them a thing or two about a thing or two.
How old are they?
Yeah. 17, 15, 12, and 10.
Tim, how fun would that be?
Jesus Christ. What the hell happened to you?
But they need. Yeah, what the hell happened to me? They need somebody to show them the right way, though.
Oh.
So, Gina, if you're available,
Why did you bail on the missus?
I didn't bail. She did.
Oh. And she still took half the cash.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. It's fun a lot.
There's
a lot
something he's
yeah,
not
that's the way the court system works.
Oh, Bobo. All right, man. I'm sorry that happened to you, dude. Hey, how long have you been divorced?
That's all right. You know what? Divorce is expensive. You know why?
I know. Thank you. It's like
because
the Adam and Steve
it.
Joe. Yeah, thank
because
you.
It's worth
hey,
it.
Cheaper
I know.
To keep her.
Ian, how long have you been separated?
10 months.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you sad?
No, like I say, divorce is expensive because it's worth it.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for that joke three times. Really, the third time, I thought it was hysterical.
And I'm nobody's rebound, so
yeah,
Ian needs to move on.
The first two times, I thought the joke was flat. The third time, you really nailed it. All right, 520-9710. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Whether you're happy, whether you're depressed, whether you got yourself a sourpuss on, whatever you want to talk about, whatever state of mind you're in, 520-9710. Ted in Los Angeles on line 8. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
We're great.
Hey, dude.
Hey, thanks for doing the show. I know I'm top 8.
No on 8?
Yes, no on 8.
Why no on 8?
No on 8, because I'm sitting here with my boyfriend of 5 years who I'm going to ask to marry me really soon.
Wow. What a night for you.
Do you know how you're going to do it?
How about on the radio?
You want to do it on the radio?
Tim, yes.
Drew? Look at
what's
me.
What's his name?
Drew.
I'm Drew.
You want to do it now?
Right now.
All right, here we go.
We're actually organizing a No On 8 rally this Sunday in Pershing Square in downtown. And I was going to ask you, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you at the rally. But
do you need a grand marshal, Ted?
What?
Do you need a grand marshal?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we need to talk, my friend.
We got Chastity Bono coming.
Oh, never mind. She'll do a better job than I. No, just because I, you know, she's a bigger deal than me.
So
Ted, what's the guy's? Wait a minute, what's the guy's name you're marrying? Paul.
Drew.
All right.
Drew.
All right, you've been together for 5 years?
5 years. We met 5 years ago during Halloween.
What were you dressed as?
I wasn't.
Oh.
Okay. All right, we got a bad connection, Ted. We're going to put you on hold, and perhaps we'll get some information from you. Maybe we can, I don't know, ask him to marry you on the air.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, Bobo.
Anytime there's a proposal on there, it's very exciting.
What kind of rock do you have to get a guy to engage?
I don't know. Yeah, what do you get him? What do you get a guy?
What's the punchline?
What's the engagement party? I mean, what's the engagement present? Like, don't you get a wife an engagement present other than the ring?
Do you?
I think you do.
Oh, I don't know.
What do you buy a guy a ring?
Yeah, like a probably a simple band, you know.
So who buys who the ring?
I guess whoever's proposing.
Instead of an engagement ring, and I think we can say this, can you get him a C ring?
That's a really good point. Very good point.
You mean it sounds like the ocean? All right. Jimmy and Tarzana on line 3. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing there, Tim?
Hey, dude.
And Gina and Randy.
Hi.
Anyway, you know, I'm voting yes on 8. And, you know, these commercials, they just seem like they're just poorly done the way it is. You know, we had voted on the previous initiative where it had said that they were going to change it so it was worded that it was only marriage was between a man and a woman. Okay, but they still, the same-sex couple still have the
partnership.
Domestic partnership. Okay, so isn't it basically all it is mainly the wording? If they want to get together, isn't it just like saying that maybe Tim and I want to start a company and Gina and Randy want to start a company, but under those criteria, maybe one's an LLC and one's a corporation?
Well, it seems, Jimmy, I think it's more separate but equal. And you know what? It's all good. That's why we live in this country. Everyone gets to voice their opinion, but it's not the same thing.
I don't know, when I was up in Sacramento and there was, I can't remember the, excuse me, the fellow's name, but I was up there at a thing with the student government from the university over there, and there was a politician from San Francisco talking about that all the stuff with the domestic partnership and the unions, that it was mainly for things like that they'd have the same thing with it, you know, they'd have be able to have each other on their insurance policies and all that type of stuff, where it was more like a thing where it was like financial.
All right, dude,
I can't take it anymore.
We thank you for calling.
Okay.
Have a
all right. Ah, Bobo, I can't take that anymore.
But domestic partnerships, I mean, the thing is, gay guys don't want to have to go to a party and say, here's my domestic partner, Bill.
Good point,
they
want to
say, here's my husband, Bill.
Very good point.
Why would a guy want to say that? Here's my husband, Bill. Well, who wants to say that?
There's some gay guys that want to be, they're proud of their family, Timmy. You know, it's the thing with this whole gay marriage thing is that the gay marriages, they want to have stable relationships, and everyone who's against it says that they think that gays should just go bang around.
No, they think that gays should call it something other than marriage. That's the big problem with the issue. That's the issue, though, isn't it?
Well, for some people, it's, look, I'm just as much for gay rights as the next guy, but I don't like the way this whole thing came about. Some people say it's morally and ethically wrong, and therefore I'm going to suppress whatever I can about homosexuality, which, good luck, people are gay. So, you know, that's going to be an uphill battle. So everyone's coming at it from a different, you know, different perspective, but whatever. Yeah. You're right.
But do you think that it's right under any circumstances, no matter what it is, that three judges overturn the will of the people?
No. I understand where you're coming from. I understand that the proper channels were not seen through. I understand that. However,
it makes people crazy.
I understand that. And yes, there is that is not the way it should go down.
Like for instance, let's say on Tuesday everybody votes no on Proposition 8, and it passes, right?
Right.
So gays can get married.
And then three people overturn it.
And what if three Republican judges say, no, that's not the way we want it. We want no marriage between gays.
Right.
Wouldn't that make you crazy?
Yes. And I totally, totally understand what you're saying. But for people like me who are looking at, and people the opposite of me feel the same way, it's a broader perspective. It's a bigger fight. So, yeah, it didn't go in a way that is satisfactory to everybody. But in the bigger perspective, I personally want to see everybody be able to marry when they are in love, no matter who they're in love with. And I don't want to be able to judge them and to be able to say, you know, you can't get married, you can't. It's not up to me. So in a broader perspective, I'm happy that it's going this direction. But no, it's not technically right and you know, satisfactory the way we've got to this point.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, folks. We are live outside the Queen Mary Shipwreck 2008. And if you want to go online and buy tickets for tomorrow, they're going to be open here tomorrow, I believe, right? Is that
right?
Yeah,
until November 1st, yeah.
Okay. QueenMaryShipwreck.com. QueenMaryShipwreck.com. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad and Randy Wang are with us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
97.1 FM Talk.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Anything you'd like to talk about? We're outside the Queen Mary Shipwreck 2008. You can also go to the website, QueenMaryShipwreck.com. And come on down tomorrow. They'll be open again tomorrow. If you can't make it down tonight, happy Halloween, everybody. Gina Grad and Randy Wang are with them.
Yeah.
If you've never seen the Queen Mary, I've never been here before. It is beautiful.
You've never seen the Queen Mary in your life?
I've lived in L.A. my entire life. My parents never took me to Long Beach.
Oh, boy.
But this place is awesome. And we went inside earlier.
How old are you? You're 25?
23.
23. You've never been to the Queen Mary.
When you live in Valencia, you stay in Valencia.
Wow.
Albert in Los Angeles on line one. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Jim. How are you guys?
Good.
All right. Hey, I just had a comment on the way the official bias is coming out, to with this election coming up.
Right.
And I'm just surprised the way, you get callers and they're coming on sporting events and championships and riding. And people ride after championships, and they only mention black folks. When you look at any of those events, and especially in Los Angeles, you see a lot of other faces other than African Americans. And in a lot of sporting events, there's also white. So I don't think it's just a black thing. I think it's a people thing. And to say that, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And that people are going to be riding in the streets. They say whether Barack Obama wins or loses, blacks are going to be riding in the streets. And I have to strongly disagree with that because I just don't think people are that ignorant, especially with a presidential election. So
here's the deal. I don't think there's going to be rioting in the streets. But there are a lot of police chiefs, including, I believe, Chief Bratton, who are putting on extra officers, and police chiefs throughout the country are putting on extra officers for election night.
Okay. Well, I can understand that because that's being prepared. But I think there's nothing wrong with being prepared. But I think it'll be wasted.
I think it'll be wasted too because. Because I think people who are fanatics of the Lakers or the Phillies or, the Detroit Red Wings or the, St. Louis Rams, I think are really fanatic because they only win the championship maybe once every 30, 40, or 50 years. This is an election, and anyone that votes, I think, is pretty civilized, or at least we hope they are.
Yeah, I certainly hope they are. Well, that's all I had to say, Jim. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, Albert. Hey, you're voting for Obama?
Yes, I am.
All right. Gina, if Gina Grad were to go out with you one night, would that be enough to change you to McCain?
I won't be your pawn.
Hey, it wouldn't even have to be a whole night.
Oh, Albert. You spoiled.
It could be 10 minutes.
Exactly. Anytime
lucky me.
With Gina Grad, it's well worth it.
All right, thanks for calling, dude.
Hey,
all right, you guys have a good one.
Thanks, Albert. My stuff changes political parties.
I guess so, man.
Good it is.
It's like, who is it? I think it was, can't think of who it was who said this. I think it was Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry David, I think, said this. Where he's a big Democrat, and somebody said, if like this hot 19 or 20-year-old chick who's a big Republican, would you sleep with her? He goes, oh, absolutely. He goes, I would change my vote for her.
Wow.
I would change my party affiliation for her.
Men are stupid.
They're the best, man. All right, let's talk to Kevin in Los Angeles on line three. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about the Proposition 8 thing. I don't really care about the gay issue or the straight issue. My point is that I don't think people realize that if you vote yes on this law, you're changing the Constitution of the state of California. Do you really want to change the Constitution for something that's emotional like this? I don't think we do, because if we do it with this particular group, then all of these people who want to change the Constitution for this will then say, okay, well, let's do it against African Americans, or let's do it against this particular group. It's just like a slippery slope, and I don't think we want to change the Constitution over sex.
All right, well, let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
If the people of California voted no on Proposition 8, right?
Okay.
And gays could marry, but then three California Supreme Court judges overturned that and said, no, gays can't marry. Do you think that would be an injustice?
If if it comes down to, well, put it like this. My issue is not whether or not you have the right to change the Constitution. My question is, do you want to change the Constitution?
I think a lot of people were pissed off that, the judges overturned this. If they just initially, you know, if we initially take it to the ballot, Christ, if it comes up once a year, I don't really mind. But when three judges overturn the will and the voice of the people, I think that's when people get pissed off, no matter what it's about.
And I understand what you're saying, and that's what everybody is focusing their attention on. But again, ask yourself the question, do you want to get back at those judges by changing the Constitution? Because if you do, once again, you go down that slippery slope. We want to change the Constitution for everything. And then a lot of groups are going to be in trouble, and all it's going to depend on is who is the majority at the time.
Right, but how else do you prevent judges, changing the rules on the voice and the voters of California people?
Then come up with a proposition that says, look, once we've made a decision on a particular law, then our courts can't change it. Let's attack it that way as opposed to attacking the group.
Yeah, but they've done that a couple of times in the past, though. I think it was Proposition 187. That
right.
said that if you're here illegally, you don't get any rights or any kind of, you know, education or any kind of services.
Right.
The courts overturned that as well.
Well, like I said, I understand the frustration, but as an African-American, I get very concerned when people start attacking, wanting to change the Constitution to attack a group of individuals. Because...
Right.
We've been there, done that before. So if all of a sudden state of California becomes predominantly minority and we want to say, you know what, we want all white people not to be able to marry other ethnicities, then what do? You see what I'm saying? We get to this mob law.
You know what, Tim? I think Kevin's two for two with me right now.
Yeah, all right, Kevin. Thanks for calling, buddy. You're a smart man. All right, let's talk to a John in Fullerton. You're on 97.1 FM Talk on line 5. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim, you convinced me why I should vote yes on 8.
I didn't mean to do that, but why?
Well, because I don't want to be tooling around with my kids in Disneyland and seeing two guys holding hands and explaining them what it is they're doing and what they're up to.
Right. All right.
I love you, but I disagree with you.
Okay, well, you know,
yes,
just because you're uncomfortable
then.
With your children.
Yes. Yes,
do what you got to do.
All right, John. Thanks for calling. You know, it seems like once you get outside of 310-213-323 and 818, that there's a lot of yes on 8.
Some of that 909 action. That
a lot
562.
Of 949 folks, 714.
Yeah.
661, 805, 619. I believe there's a lot of yes on eighters out there.
We'll see.
Lisa, on line 6, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. What's up with you?
You know what? I just wanted to make a correction that you said twice, that you kind of said kind of wrong. The judges didn't overrule the will of the people on Prop 22. That's the proposition you're talking about.
Right.
They said that the proposition was unconstitutional.
That's overturning it.
It's, in a way, it is, but they're saying it's unconstitutional. So they're saying that, you know what, you're putting a proposition on the ballot. That's against the Constitution of California.
Right, but that's why Proposition 8 was created.
Okay. But in that same sense, and I'm going to go along with Kevin who just called, let's say that I don't like a particular group of people. And I'm going to say, okay, let's take all Muslims because of the times that we're in, and we're going to put a proposition on the ballot to intern them back in the internment camps like we did with the Japanese.
Right.
To put it on the ballot, we're going to pass it. Chances are it's going to be overturned because it's unconstitutional. But the will of the will of the people spoke.
Right.
So it's going to get overturned.
Yeah, but see, that's like the radical example.
It is a radical example of
the far left.
That's a radical example, but that's the slippery slope that Kevin was talking about.
I could also create a radical example on the far right, and that's not what this is. It's people that are tired of judges overturning their votes.
Okay, but it's,
you know, this happens to be a gay issue, but it could, you know, the next one could be a property issue.
But we're talking about Constitution of the state of California. We're not talking.
Right. I know, but that's why the Proposition 8 was created, because the judges forced them to create it.
So but they don't feel. You think,
but now we'll know. You know, now it's fair and square, exactly, right? Yeah, now we'll vote and we'll see what happens. Yeah,
either way, it shakes down.
I think I get what she is saying, though, but, you know, because they overturned it because, according to the judges, getting married is a basic right in the Constitution. And if you're a U.S. citizen, if you're a California citizen, it's a basic right to get married. And so if you're making it illegal, it means that gays aren't U.S. citizens. They're second-class citizens.
That's not
well,
true.
Basically, yes.
That's
ladies
not true.
Gentlemen.
I mean, but what if...
In a way, because and actually, if you read the language of loving faith, that marriage is a basic civil right.
Yeah, but there's nothing in civil unions that that they have that people in marriage don't have.
But it's still called something different, like but separate but equal.
I know, but what if they want to call it an F fest?
If you want to call it,
I think
an
that'd
F-fest.
Be just fine.
But
yeah, could they do that?
No, but the rights are still different because there are protections that are not included in civil unions and domestic partnerships that are included in marriage. So
that's
there's
not,
still
what are they? What do people who are married have that the people in the civil unions don't have?
The right to gay partners are still forced to perjure, are still forced to testify each other, testify against each other in a court of law. That's one. Gay couples cannot sue third parties for third party debts.
Well, then let's change those.
How are we going to do that?
Through propositions. That's very easy.
Well, how many propositions are we going
to
do until we achieve full equality?
Yeah, Lisa, we can go back and forth on this, and you're probably not going to convince people that are voting yes on 8, and they're not going to convince you to vote yes on 8. But the simple theory is that California is tired of these judges legislating from the bench.
Okay, I don't think they're doing so, but I'm tired of people putting their religious values on me because they don't like who I am.
Right, it's not religious. It has nothing to do with religion.
For you.
It has nothing to do with religion.
For you.
No, it has nothing to do with religion.
Well, but a lot of people, their argument for yes on Prop 8 is because of religion.
Yeah,
it's because it's against the religion.
If it has nothing to do with religion, then who gives an F you get married?
Yeah.
No, this is not a religious proposition.
Well, but I'm saying a lot of people who've even called in have said, and I quote, yes on 8, I love Jesus, and hung up.
Yeah, but those are like whack jobs.
Well, maybe, but they're still voters.
What if the people that call up and say, if you vote yes on Proposition 8, you hate gays?
Well, no, the question was, is it religious or not? And I'm saying a lot of people are doing it because
they're
religious.
But you just said that people call up and say, that they call up and say, Jesus is great, vote on yes on 8. Those are religious nuts. What happens when somebody calls us up, like the other night, and said, if you vote yes on Proposition 8, you hate gays? Are they right?
You want me to say what I think?
Yeah,
if you think
somebody votes yes on Proposition 8, you think they hate gays?
If I'm judging by you, then absolutely not. I know you're not homophobic, whether you want gays to be married or not.
But why would you question them why would you question the religious people and not the people who are on the far left?
No, the question was, does this have anything to do with religion? And I said, it has to have something to do with religion because people will tell you straight out, I am voting yes on Prop 8 because it is against my religion.
Why else does anyone have a problem
with it? That's what they think it has to do with. But most of the people, like myself, I'm Catholic, but I'm not really religious.
Right. You're not making this decision based on religious beliefs. And I'm just saying there are a lot of people who would be only too proud to tell you that. It's not a secret. It's not, a shameful thing.
I mean, protectmarriage.com is funded by Catholics.
Oh,
yeah, but when people go to protect, the marriage for a man and a woman, they don't mind if gays get married. They want it called something other than marriage.
No, then they mind.
No. Well, what if they call it bar mitzvah? But marriage is taken. Marriage is taken.
But no, the whole point.
Marriage is taken.
Why can't you say gay marriage?
Marriage is taken.
My partner and I are getting gay married.
Marriage is taken.
This is my gay wife.
Let's go on and call it
just
something
put gay
else.
In front of it.
Marriage is taken.
You know what's
bar
funny?
Mitzvah is taken.
You know
Mazel tov's
bris
taken.
Bris is taken.
Yeah, bris is taken.
Quinceañera is taken.
Confirmation is taken. Yes. All right, let's take a break and come back. We're at the Queen Mary, everybody. QueenMaryShipwreck.com. Come by. They'll be open tomorrow. And come on by. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Gina Grand, Randy Wanger with us. And we're outside of the Queen Mary for Queen Mary Shipwreck 2008. You can get your tickets at queenmaryshipwreck.com. That's queenmaryshipwreck.com. Tony in Manhattan Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Tim, just want to say a no on eight means a no for a hate. Hey, I just love your show and want to thank you for
Thank you, dude. There he goes.
I can't believe that that is the first time we've heard that.
No on eight means no on hate. So if gay guys vote yes on eight, they hate gays?
Self-loathing.
I've never seen you so crazy over proposition in my life.
You know what?
I know you're a big constitutional lawyer and constitutional fan, so you just don't want to change the Constitution.
You know what, Tim?
Even has nothing to do with
you
gays.
You and I both know it's not that. You and I both know I'm not smart enough to give an F about the Constitution. I care about my friends. I care about
but
people
why do
I don't
they
know.
Get married?
It doesn't matter.
Who
they're
wants
people
to get married?
And they're allowed to do whatever they want. And I'm into people being able to do whatever they want in this country. Amen.
doing whatever they want?
Anything.
Anything
you know,
they want.
I know, yeah, take a knife to my throat, Tim, if that's what they want. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Here's the reason why I think maybe gays want to get married is if you're husband, maybe it's easier to adopt a kid that way. Because it's still very difficult for gays
not.
To adopt kids.
Trust me, it's not. We have two gay guys that live on my block, and I think they have two kids.
Now, when they introduce themselves as partners, do you ask them what firm they're with? Or?
No, I just I try every time they come by, I shut the lights off.
No on eight means no on hate.
I hide.
Everybody.
All right, please. David in Reseda on line one. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, hi there. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Listen, I wanted to address a couple of things that you were saying. First of all, the reason why marriage is different than domestic partnership, some of the reasons include not all pensions transfer to domestic partnership.
Then let's get those pensions to transfer.
Okay, but you're saying propositions. You're talking about propositions, and then again, that's people voting on it. Another thing is, if I'm a domestic partner with somebody, whether they're gay or straight, if they're on my health insurance, they have to pay the income tax. They have to pay income tax on the amount the premiums are worth. Okay, there are over 1,200 protections that are given to people when they marry that you don't get if you don't marry. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, but those should be changed then. But
you know,
understand?
But listen to me, David.
Do you understand that people who want marriage, traditional marriage, as a man and a woman, don't necessarily hate gays? I mean,
well,
are you aware of that?
No, actually, you know what? They hide behind that. The truth
of the matter
is... Oh,
get the Christ out of here. David, you know what? You're not going to be on the air anymore. You can go F yourself. Hang up on that jackass. Hiding behind it. You can go F yourself, dude.
You know what, though, Tim? I'm 30 years old, never been married.
They hide behind it. You can go... I wish I could use the whole F word. Go
okay,
for
we'll
it.
Dump it. It's okay.
God almighty.
This domestic partnership, I'm not siding with the yes on Prop 8 people, but this civil union thing's starting to sound kind of good to me now that I think about it.
It's much better than commitment,
and I'm not really into commitment.
Yeah. I like that hiding behind it. You know, like when somebody says they're not voting for Obama, like, well, they're racist. Well, no, they just don't like Democrats. No, they're hiding behind the fact they don't like Democrats. He can go Stephen Pasadena. On line three, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Babu. Hello, Tim. Hey. How's it going?
All right, dude.
Hey, I have a proposition. Proposition A passes, Gina has to marry me, and I can stay the hell out of her for the next
right,
4 years.
What?
All right, hang
that sounded
up.
Like he was trying to edit himself. Gina has to
right.
in my when she. What did he say?
I have no idea. All right, let's talk to Sam in Long Beach. on line one. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy, I'm kind of like you, man. I love to take a nice bike and have a couple of drinks and go to Vegas. But I don't think I'm an evil guy. But you know, it's one of those things. I think God works it all out. So why not let them get married? You know, I can go get a gun and blow away a family, and that's illegal. Of course, I'll smoke a turd in purgatory for that one. But you know, what's the difference? Let God work it out.
All right. Thank you, Sam. That's my uncle, Sam, calling. Doug and Covina on line three. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
What did the boiling egg say?
I don't know.
Don't expect...
Let's talk to... How about Jess on line four? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Mr. Tim, how are you?
Hey, dude.
Gina and Ryan, just a little bit of sports. Is it okay, Tim?
I can't understand what you're saying.
A little bit of sports.
A little sports talk? What do you got?
Okay, Dodgers and Lakers. But you think Manny's coming back 2 years, $35 million?
I don't think so.
Okay, how about the Lakers? You think we're going to take it off?
Yes. I think Lakers are going to go all the way. Yeah. All right, thanks, dude. All right, let's talk to Brooke and Burbank on line 8. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Big fan.
Thank you, baby. What do you got?
Oh, okay. Couple things. I'm trying to keep the funny here. But Gay Day is going to happen whether Proposition 8 passes or not. So that guy needs to get that right. And I got one good example of how domestic partnership is not marriage. I was actually looking into it, and the ceremony is basically getting it notarized. And if you are in L.A. and you try to look up a notary, the nearest notary to you is a UPS store. So imagine instead of your wedding, you had some friends on the sidewalk outside, you know, throwing rice at you at the UPS store. I mean,
that has to be changed. But a lot of these things can be changed without changing the term marriage.
But why do you want to change it?
Give us a different name.
You want to give it a different name, yeah.
Yeah, why do you need to give it a different name?
Well, why? I'll go right back to it. If you called it bar mitzvah.
But no, why do you believe marriage is only between a man and a woman?
Well, why do you believe a bar mitzvah is only for a 13-year-old Jewish boy?
Look, I think we split the difference. I'm trying to say compromise. Call it gay married. Call it gay married.
Call it whatever.
That's fine.
My partner and I have been together for 9 years, and we're planning on getting married on our 10th anniversary in August.
Don't do it, Brooke.
But now we're going to do it. We're doing it on Monday.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it, sweetheart.
Look, I love you guys.
You're going to be divorced in a year. All right. Have a nice weekend.
Hey, if two lesbians get divorced, who gets the alimony?
Hey-o.
All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks to Gina Grad, everybody. Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Randy Wang and Aris, the whole group.
Yeah, we got to thank Aris, Adam, Albert, Manny, our street team are the best. We got to thank Randy and Joe.
And, of course, Detective Rudy and Manny Lieutenant Andy. And Manny out there. Thanks, everybody. We really do appreciate it.
We got to thank Steve back at the station and Sammy Marino.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Sammy. Thanks, Steve. You guys are the best. All right, coming up is, I believe, the Sam Phillips Show.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
And thanks, everybody, at Queen Mary, queenmaryshipwreck.com. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
FM.